Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Baseball has the day off following the All-Star game.
I'm Frank Isola. Apparently, so does someone else.
Yeah, he doesn't work following any All-Star game. It's probably in his contract. No work following All-Star game.
I think this is my fifth year in a row doing this show the day after the All-Star game.
See?
And never with you.
See? There it is. Welcome to PTI. Tony apparently couldn't be bothered. So here to pick up his slack is our great friend Frank Isola.
I'm here.
That's not as loud as it was in Seattle.
No, good point.
Let's start with last night's All-Star game in Seattle, not with the result, which featured the National League winning for the first time since 2012, but rather with Seattle fans courting free agent-to-be Shohei Ohtani by chanting, "Come to Seattle!" Ohtani said he's never experienced anything like that and called the fans passionate and very impressive. Frank, how should the Angels feel about Shohei right about now? Less than 3 weeks before the trade deadline.
Yeah, well, the Angels aren't going to trade him, but they definitely should be worried because he recently said winning is what matters to him most. This is the best player in the sport. He is yet to appear in a playoff game. And right now the Angels are a game under 500. The wheels are coming off. They've lost 13 of 17. And if you go back to when he signed with the Angels, the team that everyone thought came in second was Seattle. And we know all about Ichiro and his history up there. And Shohei has already said that he has spent the last two off seasons, he has spent some time in Seattle. But the team to watch out
surprising.
For is the Dodgers. It's on the coast. It is the Dodgers. They do win a lot more than the Angels do. And everyone thought there was a chance he was going to go there if the designated hitter had been in effect in the National League when Shohei was available. So the Angels, you want to talk about a nerve-wracking summer and offseason? They could end up losing the best player in the sport to the team in their own city.
Yeah, Frank, and they wake up today a game under 500, which is just staggering.
Yep.
And the Angels and how they've slumped. I think you told me just before we went on the air, 4-13 in their last 17. So if winning is the most important thing, and if he's tired of it, and then look, guys get pushed to this. We're going to talk a little bit more about Dame Lillard in a second. I'm sure he wants to win, too. He got pushed by all the noise into talking about trading after saying, I like to be right here where I live. And Shohei has not been a malcontent. He's not a guy who looks like he's just shopping for a better situation. But Seattle could be a better situation. And the fact that he has spent so much time there the last two off seasons, I'm sorry, he could have driven up the coast and spent that time in Southern California. He's already in Southern California, in greater Los Angeles, as opposed to Orange County. He didn't do that. Seattle, what a great place to play, potentially, if you're Shohei. A great ballpark, a great community. He's familiar with it. There is that history with Ichiro, which he doesn't have to follow him directly now. There's been some time. So, wow. I mean, I don't know how you can trade him. I don't know how you can just say, take a walk. But, man, if Seattle, that had to, no matter what he said, that really had to touch him, Frank.
100%.
That response from that the people in that ballpark, that's a wow to me.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing, too. Here's a guy, the best player in the sport, and we've seen this in basketball. LeBron left as a free agent as the best player in the sport three times. This would be like Patrick Mahomes being available as a free agent. Every team in baseball is going to be pursuing Shohei Ohtani. But it is interesting. And he talks about the Mariners, who a few years back scored big in free agency. They thought they did. They signed Robinson Cano. That was a disaster for them. But he talks about winning. The Mariners have never been to the World Series. Back in 01, they did win 116 games. They lost to the Yankees. So when I think winning, and I know a lot of people are going to think we're obnoxious about this, I think about the Dodgers. I think about the Yankees. I think about the Boston Red Sox. Is it going to be one of those teams?
Throw the Braves in there,
That's true, too. That's true, too. And the Houston Astros. But I think he's going to stay on the coast, West Coast, that is. All right, baseball's pitch clock has been instrumental in shortening games this season, but the Players Association would like to soften the timer in the postseason. Executive Director Tony Clark suggested adding extra seconds, improving more timeouts, or allowing pitchers to step away more frequently, especially in high-leverage moments. Commissioner Rob Manfred has leaned toward keeping the current clock. Mike, would more time make for better playoff drama? I think we got your answer.
No.
No, you're wrong.
We've already, the players want to stay away from the drama. The drama comes when you are forced to get out there and throw the damn ball. That's where the drama comes in. Yes, you have nail-biting games that are 1-0 and 2-1 and 3-2, and that's, to me, the allure of the postseason. And I love the baseball postseason over my lifetime more than any other postseason because baseball is my first love. No. If they want to put 3 extra seconds on the clock, am I going to go crazy? No. Even as many as 5. But no, stepping away, extra timeouts, no. That's what baseball got away from, and it worked. So don't change what's working. What's worked is getting the game down closer to 2.5 hours. The more you, and I hate this phrase, slippery slope, Frank, but the more you do that, we're going to be looking at 245, 248, 253, 307.
Baseball.
No. Get out there. Playoff baseball was playoff baseball for 100 years.
And it's
at
good.
2 hours. At 2 hours. You don't need 3 hours
Mike.
To have playoff baseball.
Mike.
Joe DiMaggio never played a game that lasted 3 hours. Neither did Jackie All Robinson. Right. They just didn't, so All I don't want
to
hear it.
All right, we'll stick to the last 50 years. Here you go, Mike. Number one, things change in the playoffs. The closer sometimes pitches 6 innings because it's the playoffs. You just said how great the baseball postseason is, and what I love about it, it's a month. You know, you're playing all the time. Every game matters.
That.
You all take on a life of their own. I say get rid of the pitch clock altogether.
No.
The drama
no.
of the postseason. Mike, the games aren't all of a sudden going to take 4 hours. I'll give you an example. First of all,
they are.
When the Yankees used to play the Red Sox, those games, nobody cared how long they went. I looked it up.
I did.
Well, actually, that our crack staff
New
here.
Yorkers and New Englanders didn't care. The rest of us gave
I'm
a damn.
I'm going to give you a game. 1996, game 5 of the World Series. You remember it well. Andy Pettit, 1-0 over.
Yes, I do.
1-0 over the Atlanta Braves. Great game. Only one run in the game. The game took 2 hours and 54 minutes. Did you need a pitch clock?
Rarity.
That is one of the classic
That's
games.
That's the rarity.
No, it's not.
That's one in
Mike,
a million.
Mike, the games have drama in the postseason. The regular season is different.
I know,
we
got to
get through it.
My point is,
animal.
The drama's not going to be reduced because of the pitch
you
clock.
Just want
it's going to be enhanced. Enhanced. No, just play the sport.
We are.
You don't need to be college football. Play the damn game. Throw the ball. We've learned
college
that now.
College football's exciting.
You can't go back. Can't go back.
Yes, we
college
can.
College football's once a week. And you tailgate, and you got nothing to do, and you sit around.
And it takes a long time,
football.
Like a baseball playoff game.
Doesn't need to take that long. And now to the NBA, where Damian Lillard, got there. And James Harden have yet to be traded. Blazers GM Joe Cronin says it could take months to trade Dame, and that he hopes there's still a chance Lillard will change his mind and want to stay. And James Harden has reiterated his trade request to the Sixers, though many of his teammates are trying to convince him to stick around. Frank, Harden, Lillard, who's the best bet to stay put?
All right, I agree with you on this. Why don't we have a pitch clock on the Damian Lillard potential trade and get this thing over with? I think the guy most likely to stay is James Harden. Remember, he is under contract.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, I think, will eventually get traded. And I know, you know, everyone and the Miami people all want to see him go to Miami, which I think he'll eventually end up there. And Pat Riley, of course, gets all the great players. Damian Lillard got his money. Joe Cronin, guess what? He's allowed to look at it from the Portland Trailblazers point of view.
Yes.
And he's allowed to try to get the best deal that he can. And the fact that it hasn't happened in the last 10 days, excuse us, Kevin Durant did the same thing that Damian Lillard did, asked to be traded. It took until the following February. I don't think that's going to happen. But believe it or not, Joe Cronin, who you wouldn't know, I wouldn't know if we tripped over him, this is going to be the biggest deal of his life. Is he allowed to make a deal? And you know this too, Mike. You get multiple teams involved, it becomes a lot more complicated. It takes time.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, I still think he'll be on the move, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while, and it should take a while if you're the Portland Trailblazers. You got to get a real deal here.
That's right.
You got a job in the future.
Yep.
The whole world, just because, you know, some of my dear friends like Stephen A. Smith want to holler about going to South Beach all the time.
Yep.
There's no reason if you're in Oregon to give a damn about South Beach or the Miami Heat. So let them either make the best deal or just sit there and wait it out. So good for Cronin for saying that. It is James Harden, the answer to our question. The other thing is, we know that combination can work, Frank. They got to Game 7, and they led that series 3-2. They got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. So we know that works. In Portland, it's different because Dame is going to be replaced. The drafting of Scoot Henderson effectively starts the clock on that. And while I'm not going to say they do the same thing, they both occupy the ball and similar spaces on the court, even though Scoot can't wander out to 40 yet and eliminate Russell Westbrook and others. So I got, and Harden, So I get that. But, man, Scoot Henderson looks like the real deal. Like, Portland should say, here's the ball, son. Have at it. We'll figure out where this is going in the next 3 years. James Harden and Embiid in a flawed Eastern Conference. Yeah. I don't think the Boston Celtics made themselves better in this offseason by getting rid of their heart and soul and Marcus Smart. I may be the only guy who doesn't believe it. I don't believe the Celtics are better. I don't believe the Celtics will be as good, and I don't know about Milwaukee. So if I'm Philly, I'm playing this hand, and if Harden wants to stay, I'm going to welcome him.
All right. Do you think there's a chance, and you know a lot of the players involved in this, is there a chance that all these point guards somehow could be involved in the same trade? Where Lillard's going to Miami, Tyler Hero going somewhere. I'll give you another one. How about James Harden to the Clippers and maybe Chris Paul, who looks like he's being held against his will in Golden State?
No.
What if he ended up in Philadelphia?
Not. No,
what,
he's not. Wouldn't First Philadelphia, of all, stop that with Golden State.
I could get him
a
starting job.
About that
I could get him a starting job in Philadelphia.
No, he wants to be in California, not Philadelphia. His family's not in New York.
All right, then send him to the Clippers.
I-95. My God, having you and Kornheiser.
I'm trying to make him happy. He doesn't look happy
way
in Golden State.
Is if I had reality too, okay? No, Chris Paul doesn't want to go east. He doesn't want to go to Philadelphia, even though he's from the Eastern time zone, from North Carolina. No,
you're right.
He's happy at Golden State, and they're going to make a run with that. Yes, multiple guys could be involved, but Harden is the key.
Yeah.
Does he want to stay there and give it another shot? And Philadelphia has to risk letting him walk.
You're right.
Risk.
One best-selling book on the guy, and now you know exactly where he wants to live.
No, it's not. No, he wrote it. I was an editor.
Philadelphia
would
be
know-how.
Perfect there.
No, Philadelphia is never perfect for anything. Is bookbinders
even still
open? Get a pitch
clock on Michael Wilbon's pitch to keep Chris Paul in the
Where are
Golden
we
State.
On the best New York Times best-selling list this week, by the way? Let's take a break. We're coming up. Elias Diaz, hit the home run that won the All-Star game for the National League last night. But did Luis Arraez do something even more impressive?
And the U.S. men can advance to the CONCACAF Gold Cup final tonight. Mike's going to be watching. But can they stop Panama? Ooh, that's a big one. Chris Paul to the Sixers.
Chris Paul
perfect.
He's not going to the
perfect.
Sixers, and he shouldn't go. He shouldn't go.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
Time to rough up Frank and toss up. What's first?
Toss up, more impressive performance in last night's All-Star game. Elias Diaz or Luis Arraez?
All right, I know Arraez, who I've told everybody is going to wind up hitting about 360. He had like two swings. He just puts the ball in play, and he's fabulous to watch. But Diaz, Elias Diaz, come on now, Frank. You're the third catcher on the roster.
Yeah.
You come in and hit a pinch hit home run, the first time you've ever hit a pinch hit home run. You're 32 years old, fairly soon to be 33. That's the stuff that you dream about when you're a kid. Every kid coming off the bench, pinch hit, they announce your name, boom. Come on, that's a lifetime highlight whether you win or lose. So I'm going with Diaz and that pinch hit home run.
Yeah, nice scene when he found out that he had made the All-Star team a couple of couple of days ago and got really emotional. It's Arise who has a chance to hit 400. You think about all these records.
No, he didn't.
We've seen the we've seen the home run record over the last 25 years. You know, whether it's McGuire, Bonds, what Aaron Judge did. We never see anybody hit 400. He is batting 383. And think about this, Mike. There have been four guys, now it's five, in the All-Star game that have hit, that have come in hitting at least 383 and get at least two hits and driving a run. The other guys on that list, Ted Williams, Stan Musial, you have Tony Gwynn and Rod Carew. And the players, and he was surprised how much all the players were just raving about how good he is. And great point by you. In a sport where everyone is trying to hit a home run, and Ichiro was like this when he played for Seattle. He just gets hits. He puts the ball in play and gets on base.
Hit machine.
Which is exactly what you want. Two pitches, two hits for him last night. Pretty impressive.
He's a hit machine. Frankie's going to wind up at 360, which is a great season.
Really good.
The 400 talk is just premature. It's so difficult to do even for a great, great, great hitter.
Right.
But any list that has Rod Carew is just Tony Gwynn, Musial, and Ted
Williams. Pretty impressive.
Whew. What's next?
Toss up. Who you got in tonight's CONCACAF Gold Cup semifinal? The U.S. or Panama?
All right. This game is being played in the United States of America, Frank. Not in Panama City, where we have been beaten by Panama in the recent past. So I know this is sort of like a B team or just less than our best team because our best players are already in training camps and preseason around the world, particularly in Europe. I'm going to still say we win, but you know more about this than I do. Is there a puncher's chance that we get knocked out?
100%. I mean, we were this close to losing to Canada the other night. We needed an own goal and extra time. Then it went to penalty kicks, and Matt Turner, who was our starting goalkeeper in the World Cup,
is
a backup at Arsenal. He made two great saves. And Jesus Ferreira, who was on the World Cup roster as well, didn't play much. He leads the tournament scoring. Here's the thing, though. On the other side of the bracket is Jamaica and Mexico. And Jamaica brought its best team. They have three guys that play in the Premier League. Jamaica, the Reggae Boys, that's the team to look out for. We still got to get there. I think the U.S. will.
Right.
But winning in the final, especially if it's against Jamaica, will not be easy.
Man. You may make me watch tonight. I mean, you may actually talk me into this.
And the Women's World Cup, 8 days away.
Let's take one last break. But still to come, Wimbledon Cinderella Christopher Eubanks tries to make it to the semis.
And could Saquon Barkley really miss week one in a contract dispute? I can tell Mike is nervous already.
So I should skip Temptation Island and the Big D?
Yes. Watch
the
game.
I should watch the game. Temptation Island.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 25th birthday, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The 6'6" point guard of the Thunder averaged 31 per game last season, good for fourth in the league. And he did it while shooting 51% from the floor. That earned him his first All-Star appearance and first team All-NBA honors. SGA came to Oklahoma City in the deal that sent Paul George to the Clippers. I bet they'd like to do that over again. He bonded well with Josh Giddey and two guys named Jalen Williams on a Thunder team that finished with 40 wins and made the play-in. And this year, the Thunder adds Chet Holmgren, last year's number two overall, who missed his entire first season due to a Lisfranc injury in his right foot, but had a nice little summer league so far, Frank.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. He looked good. You know, Sam Presti's done a great job in Oklahoma City. He drafted Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. They all became MVPs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has that ability, Mike. They're gonna be a really dangerous team. They got a ton of picks
over
the next
7 years.
They need to
I'm with you.
Make the
They're playoffs. Gonna be good this year. Yep. They're gonna finish higher ahead of a whole lot of overhyped teams.
You're right.
Rooting for them.
You're right.
Happy anniversary, Babe Ruth. 109 years ago yesterday, the Babe made his major league debut with the Boston Red Sox as a pitcher. The 19-year-old went seven innings, allowed two earned, got the win. As a hitter, he struck out in his first official at bat and finished 0-for-2 as Duffy Lewis pinch hit for him on what would have been Ruth's third trip to the plate that game. The Babe went 89-46 over six seasons as a pitcher for the Sox. Hit 49 home runs over that span, must have been more than anybody. Hit 308, then the infamous trade to the Yanks, for whom Ruth pitched in only five games, all wins over 15 seasons, but hit, 659 home runs and batted 349. My editorial comment, Frank, is I love Ohtani.
Yeah.
But he ain't Babe Ruth. Not yet, people. Just appreciate Ohtani. Stop telling me he's Ruth. He's not.
Well, you said not yet. Babe Ruth, career
not
record,
yet.
94-46 as a pitcher. Ohtani right now, 35-18 for terrible teams. He's 17 games
percentage.
Over 500 for terrible teams. He might
same winning
get
percentage,
that.
But he ain't
That's
Ruth.
Right. That's right.
Nobody's Ruth. Stop, people. Happy trails, Christopher Eubanks. The unseeded American was eliminated in Wimbledon quarters today by third-seeded Daniil Medvedev. The 27-year-old Eubanks dropped the first set. Then he won the next two, getting a lot of us excited, but Medvedev won the fourth in a tiebreak, then rolled 6-1 in the fifth. This was Eubanks' first Wimbledon, the furthest he's gone in a Grand Slam event. He said stints on the Tennis Channel as a guest analyst helped him understand his own game better, leading to his first ever ATP win in Mallorca, followed by this run at Wimbledon, which was exciting.
Yeah, Medvedev gets the number one seed Alcaraz in the semifinals. Also, the other American, Madison Keys, lost to Sabalenka. But I'm going to say this about Eubanks. 3-3 in the fourth set tiebreaker. He was serving. He loses the next three points, lost to serve in the, at the start of the third set.
I thought he was going to win.
I'll tell you what, though, Mike, his ranking, he's going to be much higher ranked at the U.S. Open, and he's going
to
be playing a lot of night
Harder
matches there. He's
going
to be
no
a big draw.
No errors today. We got to keep going. That tournament's on 995, isn't it? Let's go to the big finish. A source tells Diana Russini Saquon Barkley's availability for week one could be in jeopardy if he doesn't get a new deal by Monday. Do you believe that or care?
The Giants will get something done also. Be careful playing hardball against the Giants. Naomi Osaka welcomed the baby daughter with her partner, Corday.
Good.
Your thoughts?
Good. Anything that makes her life happy. My favorite tennis player. Anything that makes her life happy. Maybe we'll see her again, maybe. Zion told Gilbert Arenas' podcast he's focused on his flexibility to stay on the court. Does that make sense?
No, it's all talk. He's only played 114 games in his career. Jewel Lloyd hit a record-tying 9 threes in the Storm's loss to the Mystics last night. You impressed?
Yeah, she was hurt the previous game. I'm glad she was out there. No Deladon, though. Last one, the Jets will reportedly be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks. Can that team be more overhyped?
No. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, bought a house in my town. He apparently outbid you. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, enough of the Jets. Here's sports.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.